Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Obviously, the game of the
Super Bowl.
What
about that home game against the Rams Saturday night, though? They were using that bootleg.
They didn't have control. You're talking about control.
Okay.
There's three control. Games that pop out to be
Janet Jackson, control.
Yeah, control. Yeah. The Baltimore game, the New Orleans game, they had to come back in that one. And then the L.A. Rams game where Jared Goff threw that egregious interception right before halftime to get the Niners back in it when they were down 11. But for the most part, you're right, Shasky. They had control of every single game. Yeah.
Think of how dominant that is. I mean, again, they're not going
to
have the same defense.
Do squat. Yeah, no doubt.
They're not going to have the same defense that they had last year. But I think the offense could be more explosive. And maybe if the offense is more explosive or if it's on the field a little longer, maybe the defense isn't on the field as much. I don't know. Maybe they can play a little more run control.
Niners were a top five team when it came to time of possession last season. They ran the ball really well, kept their defense off the field, and they forced turnovers, which helped keep that defense on the football field. Guru always refers to that. Man, the turnovers they created. Just go back to Sunday Night Football. Get a turnover, a fumble. Boom, you got the ball at the 1 yard line. Man. You got action. You're up 7-0 right away. We're going to have a deep dive into training camp, and we're going to preview the 49ers tomorrow at around 12 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. And one of the bigger questions I have is the secondary. Because I thought the secondary, look, they were really good. But I'm a little concerned about Richard Sherman being a year older. And I know we're going to give Richard Sherman bulletin board material. But there were some things I saw late in the year where Sherman got beat deep. And his speed at this stage of his career, it really concerns me. And I just wonder if teams are going to say, you know what, number 25 – we don't fear you anymore. We got the tape of Super Bowl 54. We got the tape of Devontae Adams, birdie you deep. We're going to go at you. I am a little concerned about the secondary that could look brand new in 2021 to start because of all the contract situations with the secondary.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If I were to rank the position group or player or players that I need to have a really big-time bounce back, I'm looking at one of these. No. It's one of these two. Okello Witherspoon or Emmanuel Mosley. One of those guys has to step up for me this year. They're a very crucial position on this team. I need to see one of those guys either step up and take the job. I don't know who it is.
I saw Mosley. Like, Mosley looked really good last year.
He did.
He had the one
but
play
he also
to
made
Super
a couple,
Bowl. This one
and
play
the Arizona
Super Bowl,
game.
3rd and 15.
And the Arizona game.
Well, Sherman was bad.
That's a big one, though.
Sherman was bad in that one, too.
I mean, the game on Thursday night, that was But again, we're talking about a handful of plays. That happens to any corner in the league. But I need one of those two guys to step up for the secondary to be solid again. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, Bonte, and I mentioned it right now. You talk about the Madden ratings, which have no bearing on the actual game. But Richard Sherman, and he's earned it, a lot of targets didn't come his way because I felt like that reputation was intact. They were afraid to go at him. And when Kansas City, you saw the receiver get behind him, I believe it was Watkins, get behind him, I'm just wondering now how much teams will be like, you know what, we're going to go at him. You know, and that could just open the floodgates, Butch, if you go at your top DB to where we're not afraid of him, because last year he was living off his rep. He earned it, but I thought a lot of teams kind of stayed away from him. So if they're like, we're going to go that way, let's see what he's got. We'll see if he can answer the bell.
Look at also the wide receiver position. Obviously, it's the other big one, especially early on. But you look at the schedule early on, it looks like you have some gimme games. It really does if you play well. Okay. The New York games, the Miami Dolphins, the Patriots with all the guys, the Patriots with all the opt-outs on their defense. You have some gimme games to where you can get by. Then you look at the back half of the schedule. I believe 5 of their last 6 is in the Pacific time zone. The one game in week 15 at Dallas, that's on Sunday Night Football. but the schedule does stack up favorably for the 49ers. Only two 10 a.m. games, and that's in September.
Well, and early on, they face a lot of suspect offensive lines. The strength of this team is going to be the defensive line, even if it's early in the season. We think that the soft spot in the defense is the secondary. Well, how do you make it a lot easier for those guys back there? You get to the quarterback. And so they do have an advantage, and they're playing a lot of young quarterbacks early on. Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, exactly, Tua, yeah. Maybe it's Fitzpatrick, who knows, one of those guys. Like, I just think the schedule really favors them getting off to a good start and not really having to expose those young guys in the secondary, Emmanuel Mosley and Okello Witherspoon, whose confidence can be so broken play to play, it seems like.
And what scares me about the schedule game, Bonte and Shasky, and you're right, because the Niners are, you know, they got a lot of promise, is how many teams were looking at their schedule and said, the Niners, before they went on their run last year, that's a gimme game. So there's always surprises in the NFL, sure. Worst to first per se. But the Jets and Giants got their own issues, but they got pressure in New York to improve. But I just get scared when you kind of, you're so good, you take those for granted. Then you look around, it's 10-10 in the fourth, you know?
No, you can't. You can't. Road games are tough to win in the NFL. But it sounds like Butch is down on Mosley. I like Mosley. I really like the way Mosley. I mean,
he made one of the best plays.
Witherspoon's the guy that I'm looking at. Like, man, I don't know if he could play him. You saw
it. Did he ever get over that thing that happened?
But guys, cornerback's such a weird position. Like, I saw Tremaine Brock have an All-Pro season, and then go MIA the following year. I seen Carlos Rogers do the exact same thing. So it's one of those weird positions where sometimes guys have a great year and then you never hear from them again. I'm not saying that he can't. I mean, Mosley had one of the we talk about the Dre Greenlaw play. The breakup that he had in the end zone on that final series was unbelievable in Seattle. No one talks about that. I loved him. I thought he's a poor man's Josh Norman. Like, I really did. I really liked him as an undrafted free agent. You're telling me this guy's a starter on a elite defense? He was really good all year.
He was really good.
Hey, but you two are the Batman and Robin of the Niners. And before the draft, Bonte, I believe it was you, and this is not a bad thing, you were kind of shocked they didn't address the DB position, huh? Because I knew they needed a receiver, but maybe in the later, give me a quarterback. But they said, we're running it back.
There was two guys I really wanted in the draft with that first pick. It was either C.J. Henderson out of Florida, who ended up going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, or it's Kinlaw. I wanted Kinlaw to replace Buckner. They got Kinlaw. I'm not mad at that. Then they later on addressed the receiver position in what is supposedly the deepest receiver class possibly in NFL history. That's yet to be seen. We'll see. They got to produce on the football field. The track record the last 5 years for wide receivers getting drafted in the first rounds, it hasn't been good. Hasn't been good at all. But Ayuk, I'm excited about. But Kinlaw, they got one of the guys I really wanted. So DBs, look, they could address DBs the next year. All these guys are playing for money. Kawan Williams, Richard Sherman, Witherspoon, Tart. I kind of like that. There's pressure on them to perform because if they don't perform – they're not going to see their chicken next offseason.
No, they're not. But that's a whole new secondary that you might have to replace.
It is.
And that
Could
is
you
a little
imagine?
Daunting.
Yeah.
That would be very difficult. I don't know. I've looked at cornerback very different than I have in years past. It used to be you get a left tackle and a quarterback and a DN, and then I want a corner, a lockdown. There aren't any lockdown corners. Like, there's very, very, very few guys out there. And the way the game has changed now, where the offense has so much of an advantage based on the rules of the game, I kind of like that they haven't spent a lot of resources, at least in free agent money outside of Sherman, on the cornerback position. Like, I actually kind of like the direction which where they're going. Is you roll the dice on a bunch of different dudes and let's see what we can squeeze here. Like, I don't know. I don't
a
know.
D line, a good D line is a DB's best friend. You know what
no
I mean?
Doubt.
So
great point.
Look, would I love to have Stephon Gilmore? Come on. Of course I would. The guy's ridiculous. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
I love him.
But there's only one of those guys, right? There's literally it's him and Jalen Ramsey, and that's about it. Like, everybody else, you know, like, Patrick Peterson's not the same player he was.
No doubt.
There's not a lot of shutdowns.
Iron Eagle's going to join DRK at 2:45. Iron Eagle, one of the voices of the NFL for CBS, also calls Brooklyn Nets games. He'll join DRK at 2:45 alongside Farhan Zaidi. Don't want to miss that at 5 p.m. right here on 95.7K. Before we end the show, something that just came across my timeline, Mike Garofalo of NFL Network. He had a report from Raiders training camp down in Las Vegas. Apparently, John Gruden tried to attempt to crush COVID-19 and included an assistant coach. He tried to trick the players into thinking that he had coronavirus, but it wasn't a mean-spirited prank.
What?
There was a serious message behind it. But apparently, yeah. John Gruden tried to trick his players into believing that he
Butch,
had COVID-19.
Butch, I'm not with that. Yeah,
I'm
that's
not going to say anything
look,
further because I'll be in a meeting.
Yeah, that's a bad look. You don't play with anything like that, fellas. That's all I'm saying, Butch.
I don't want to jump to conclusions and crush the guy because I do want to understand the context of
bad.
It.
That's
on
bad.
The surface and reading it, I'd be lying.
You got to resort to that to get your message across. You know what I'm saying? People are dying left and right.
I know.
Well, you
got to
use that.
Well, apparently, I watched the video and apparently of Garofalo, that is, and apparently his whole thing was, listen, anyone can get this at any given time, whether you're a quarterback, coach, Doug Peterson has it, Sean Payton had it, just be prepared. That was his whole thing, but kind of a weird way to go about it.
Chucky, doing Chucky things.
Trying to do spin control on his.
What the hell's going on, man?
I mean, we have pissed off every single fan base.
I haven't. I defended
the Oakland Raiders.
The winter storm.
All right, Hardy Park. PGA Tour starts tomorrow. Tiger
Let's
Woods
go,
on the
baby.
Team.
Tell me about the fog.
Justin Thomas. By the way, Justin Thomas in that throw. He's the number one golfer in the world, but he has a weaker arm than yours truly. I mean, it was
What is that? How can you not throw?
But I told you I don't like Justin Thomas. He's country club, man. I told you that, B, didn't I? I told you. I just don't trust him.
Talk about country club. You're country club, too, Shaz.
You going to Harding, too? Butch, you going to Harding?
They revoked my media credential. They said, no, we have to reserve a spot for Bonte Hill because he's a real journalist.
There you go. Hey, you know what? It pays to be me, baby. That's it for us.
Put your do-rag on.
Don't hate the play. Hate the game, baby. That's it for us. We'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow. DRK coming up next. Farhan Zaidi. 5 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.